We're doing Rav Chalap and Pashat Toldot. Our topic is, what was Yitzchak's error with regard to Esav? We have to understand that the Pasuk says Yitzchak loved Esav. Why? And why was it Tzayid Bifiv? He gave him from the stuff he hunted. Targum says, Mitzidei Aveachil. He used to eat from what Esav hunted. Now, then how did Yitzchak not catch on that Esav was a hunter? When Yaakov says, he kra Hashem lefanai, Hashem brought it before me, Yitzchak doesn't know to say, Akol kol Yaakov. He says, Esav doesn't usually say Hashem's name. So what, Yitzchak didn't know what type of person Esav was? Rivka says, bring me two goats. Why did she need Yaakov to take the goats? What was Rivka trying to accomplish with this? And we also have to understand why Yaakov tells Yitzchak, Kumna sheva v'ochla mitzedi. Please eat from my hunting. What's that tzedi? So we have to know that the holiness of Israel is really something that comes from the Avot. And they were the ones who planted within Am Yisrael that we would be dedicated to Hashem, that we would be holy, in holiness dedicated to Hashem. Chazal say, the world was expanding and expanding until their Ribono Shel Olam said, stop, die. That's why Hashem is called Shakai. Shamar lo olamo, die. Now, the Madrega of die is what we call existence. But there's existence that we can see, and there's existence that is hidden. The existence that we can see, we can only see things that are finite. So the Hashem's existence that we see is the finite world that we see. But the hidden existence of Hashem is that's infinite. And that's the difference between Am Yisrael and the nations. The nations can only connect to the concept of what they see. And that's why they can't have any connection to Hashem's holiness. Because if there's only what I see, if there isn't another world that I don't see, then I only have a God who is limited. If Hashem is only what I see, only that which I understand, so then Hashem is only in my finite world, and that's not Hashem's holiness. If I want to connect Hashem's holiness, I have to be able to conceptualize that there's something beyond what I see, there's something infinite, there's what I see, but there's also something that I don't see. Am Yisrael connect both to that which we see and that which we don't see, to the hidden world. And the revelation of the holiness is through Am Yisrael's connection to that which they don't see. Ata kadosh imcha kadosh, kadoshim b'chol yom yaleducha. You are kadosh, separate. Shimcha, even your revelation is kadosh, above and beyond us, separate. But we are kadoshim, we're also separate. How so? This idea of kadusha is avdalta, separation. And just as Hashem is revealed yet hidden, and His name is revealed, yet at the same time, what you see is not everything. He is also hidden, even in His name. So Am Yisrael have an element where they're revealed and hidden. And as the Rashba writes, that whenever we make a bracha, we begin with Baruch Atah, and then we say, Niya Bidvaro, third person, hidden. We begin as though Hashem's in front of us, and then hidden. We keep reminding ourselves that even what we think we connect to, there's a greater component that's not in front of us. And then when Hashem says, die, so Hashem creates a world in existence that we can connect to. But that's also supposed to bring us to understand that there's also something beyond what we understand. Meaning when you see the finite world, you understand there's a Ribono Shel Olam behind it who is also infinite. He's not only what I see in the finite world. The Ribono Shel Olam is amazing. He made water. He made molecules. He made all the amazing things in this world, in the finite world. But that allows me also to conceptualize and to understand that He is infinite, and He is in a world that's beyond what I see. And that's why the Avot are working to reveal our connection to the revealed Chesed, and through that, to that which is not revealed, to the hidden. And that's a higher Chesed. We don't understand it, right? There's something greater. There's a greater kindness of Hashem that we don't see, that we don't understand. There's the kindness we do see, but then there's something else. Avram works with the revealed Chesed to prepare the world for Yitzchak. So Avram tells people, the food you just ate, the Ribono Shel Olam created that. what you see, give thanks to Hashem. Avram's connecting the world to the chesed that will be the basis for what Yitzchak is called gvura. From the state of Dai, the finite world that I see, to a state that's beyond that. And Yitzchak wanted the future generations to have his strengths, just as Avram did. Avraham olidet Yitzchak, meaning Avram put into Yitzchak whatever Avram had built, had created. And so all of Am Yisrael yearns, gets saps from Avraham, from Yitzchak, and Yisrael. And that's what Chazal say. Avraham is called Israel, Yitzchak is called Israel, Yaakov is called Israel, because each of them have a long-term impact. This goes back to a concept that he discussed in an earlier parasha, that the Avot are the only ones that we say are connected to all of Am Yisrael. Ordinarily, you're connected three generations, and that's it. Your great-great-great-grandchildren, you might not even care who they are. Do you care who your great-great-great-grandfather was? Hey, if he was the chief rabbi of Israel, you care. Ah, he was my great-great-great-grandfather. But beyond that, you don't really care. Yeah, that's very interesting. We still say Elokei Avoteinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. What?
Is that just respect for Abraham?
I don't know. I always wondered about that, but I was hoping the Gerim wouldn't ask me. I understand. I don't know. I don't know. How the Gerim say Avoteinu and then Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Rambam says they do. A Ger is called Ben Avraham. So he should call Avraham his father and Yitzchak his brother. But they don't. In Shimon Esrei they say Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are Avoteinu.
If Avraham is a concept, like you said here, then it's also through Yitzchak and Yaakov.
It would seem that the idea of Avoteinu are Avota Uma. There are the patriarchs, there are the fathers of the nation. But that's not what Rambam says.
The Gemara knows for when they bring the Koran, the Gemara knows that they don't say it, but the Halakha, they do say it.
Right? So we address that. We learned the Rambam's letter that explains why that's the Halakha. What?
There's a Gemara for that, actually.
Yafe. So, he wants to say, Ele toledot Yitzchak ben Avraham. The offsprings of Yitzchak was that his son was Avraham. Ele toledot Yitzchak ben Avraham. In certain ways, through Yitzchak, Avraham got strengths that he didn't have earlier. This is a concept we learned previous years from the Netivot Shalom. That in the Akedah, Avram needed to take Yitzchak's strengths and apply them. What Yirei? Oev Elokim Ata. Avram is Midat Ahava. No. In the Akedah, he had to be able to do Yitzchak's Midot also. And that's why, until Yitzchak's time, you don't see the term Lo Leisha. There are three things, we have three levels, the Mishnah says. Reshut, Mitzvah, Chovah. There are three levels of obligation. But there's also Yisu. But all of these different levels are only after the Chet of Eitz Hadat. Before the Chet, there was only Mitzvah and Chovah. And, says Rav Chalap, there wasn't anything that was definitively prohibited. The prohibition of Eitz Hadat, we were taught, was supposed to end in an hour. They were supposed to make Kiddush on it. It wasn't an infinite, this is prohibited. Okay, then he quotes from a Kabbalistic word.
We can continue.
Skip the parentheses?
Yeah.
Okay.
We skipped it when we did it.
Okay, had Adam waited for Shabbos, so then when Adam would have had the holiness of Shabbos within him, so then the Eitz HaDas would have become Eitz HaChaim. a tzaddat would have been elevated to the question of mitzvah or chovah. What's Rav Chalap saying here?
What do you mean, in general?
So, in the Midrash, it says that the Eitz HaDaat was the act of intimacy. That Adam Eitz HaSadeh, man is called the tree, and Eitz HaDaat was the act of intimacy. And that's what Hashem said not to do. They were supposed to do it Friday night. They weren't supposed to do it earlier. And so, this is a concept that in the different works that quote Kabbalic works, like here, there's a lot discussed about that. They say that a child conceived on Friday night is a tzaddik v'tovlo. Why should that matter? I have no idea. But this goes back to the idea that there's a mitzvah of ona Friday night, the idea that Friday night is supposed to be, in many ways, we reenact what was in Gan Eden Friday night, so to speak, to fix what happened there. So, Eitz HaDaas, had they waited an hour or two, whatever it was, then would have been a mitzvah. And according to the Medrash, says in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, when the snake showed her Eitz HaDaas, that means the snake was intimate with her. Meaning her first act of intimacy wasn't with Adam. It was with the snake. And she right away ran to Adam and said, hey, let's try this. But in fact, it wasn't that. This goes back to the Kabbalist, which... She was an Eshadish.
Not to Adam, though. She was an Eshadish because she would be
liable for... Levanti, she was an Eshadish.
If she was an Eshadish and she was in from up to Adam, then she had an act of intimacy with the Natha, then wouldn't she be banned from Adam afterwards?
Good question. Right? It's a good question. According to the Medrash, that's why Cain came out evil. That's why there was evil in the world, and even Hevel was affected by it. According to the Medrash, Hevel wasn't such great shakes either. It was Sheit that was. It was only after a long time that things could be rectified. What? That's a good question. Maybe for Ben Noach, then there's no Isser after. I don't know.
So why even create them on Erev Shabbat then? Why not just create them? I guess you can't create on Shabbat.
No, because their challenge was to wait that hour. This is why Chazal often used the analogy, Boel Arusato Bevet Chamiv. The person who can't wait, he has to eat the matzah on Erev Pesach. He's going to be with his kala before the wedding. This is a recurring theme, which is pretty amazing today. This is like a major thing in secular psychology. The difference between pleasure and joy.
And the difference between how well-adjusted children are. If you say you'll get a marshmallow now, or you get two marshmallows if you wait an hour, and once you wait an hour, they end up being infinitely more successful, right?
Yeah.
Statistically, like those who can delay uncertain pleasure for a higher gain, they end up much better shape.
So, coming back to here, Rav Chalap says, had they waited, Eitz HaDaat would have become Eitz HaChaim, and Eitz HaChaim would have been a mitzvah, and the world would be only with holiness. When they jumped the gun, what they did was they took an act, which an hour later would have become a mitzvah, and now that act becomes a mitzvah, and an Avera, there's good and bad in it. And he says the connection between man and woman could have been all holiness. It wouldn't have been about a tava, the desire that envelops it today. And in a man and a woman, there are two aspects. One is the kinyan. Mishnah says, Aisha niknet. And then there's the singularity that's part of nature, that they're dedicated to one another. It's not about a kinyan. So kinyan stems from the holiness. And a person whose children all stem from the kinyan, so they'll all be tzetzei kodesh. But ever since the Eitz HaDaat, so we have the idea of uvichet yechemat nimi, that even a person's birth stems from desire. The intimacy between a couple is not just about their uniqueness and the kinyan. Chazal, it's also about the lust, as Chazal say about that, a scary medrash. Chazal say, when a couple's intimate, he has his good time, she has her good time, and when they're done, each one turns the other way and goes to sleep and forgets about what just happened. And the Ribbono Shel Olam collects the seed and connects it to the egg, and a baby is created. Not because the guy was thinking about it, not because the girl was thinking about it. They're already sleeping and not thinking about it. They're in their contentment stage. They got what they wanted. But their Ribbono Shel Olam's thinking about it. And that's what David HaMelech says, Ki avi v'imi azavuni. My father and mother already left me. Hashem yasveini. Hashem collects me. Hashem put me together here. But that goes back to the Vechet Yechemat Nimi. My mother conceived me out of sin. What's the sin? Our sages say there are three partners in man. The Ribbono Shel Olam, his father, his mother. That's nature. But when it comes to the Kinyan, when man and women, there's peace between them, and the Shekhinah is shruya b'nem. What does the word sharui mean? Soaked, immersed. The Shekhinah is immersed between them. So then they fuse. The male and female fuse and they become one. And then that this I what?
What's the difference between that and the teva part? Like when we say Hashem,
the teva is a person wants to have his own wife and she wants to have her own husband, and there's a natural nature of animals also mate. There's the nature of we want a faithfulness. It's good for us. We're going to work together in this world.
But Hashem is also part of that.
Hashem is also part of that. But if it's out of the Kinyan, so Hashem is a part of that. But it's not on its holy level. It's on its natural level. On a natural level, non-Jews also get married. Non-Jews dream of having a relationship that will be eternal. But there's a natural inclination to mate and have a single spouse and build a family. So their bone shalom's there. But from the kinyan of ki kachi shisha, that now when there's peace between them, they become one. It's something else. It's not about the natural mating process. It's not the natural family. It's the connection that the two fuse to one, the Shekhinah Shruya Binim, is different than the three partners in the creation of man.
So what is Kinyan?
Oh, let's see. He didn't explain. I don't want to put my words into his mouth. When a person can reach that level, that he sees everything as an extension of their bone shalom, so then intimacy is also an extension of their bone shalom. And then a person has overcome what the snake did. What the snake did was the snake created two realities. There's God and me. There's the mitzvah and my desire. There's holiness and fun. The snake created a reality where I have two choices all the time. And I have a totally different desire. And now the Torah gives me mitzvot. Oh boy, is it tough. It's not the type of life I'd like to lead. I understand, I conceptualize, I connect, I work. The snake created a different reality. When man and woman fuse in the holy way of Kinyan, they become one unit. So then their focus is not about his pleasure or her pleasure or mating. It's about the two of them fusing as being the servants of Hashem, so then the Nachash is not there. Yes? Yeah. And therefore, Yitzchak, his whole goal is to establish Yaakov. Yaakov is the concept of Adam before the Chet. That's what Chazal tell us. Yaakov Avinu Lomet. Yaakov reached a level where Yaakov could say, Reshit Oni. He never spilled his seed before he got married. That's not normal. That's a person that's on a level that he's not about lust. He's 60 years old. Never thought about a girl. Never spent... Wait a second, is he normal? Normal people have desires. The Gemara says a person doesn't go one day without having a challenge with his desires. No, Yaakov Avinu can say Reshitoni. Yaakov Avinu, it's nothing about lust. So Yaakov was all about Kinyan. That's why when Yitzchak connects, it's Bekachto Rivka Lo Leisha. Lenochach Ishto. She's in this corner. She says, because of this tzaddik, I should have children. He's in that corner and he says, because of that tzaddik, I should have children. Each one was focused on, stemming from the other one, I should be able to have children. So that was a connection on the level of kinyan. That's a part of me. Because of that part of me, I should have children. And the truth is that Esav could have also been on a very high level. There's a tremendous correlation between Esav and Yaakov. They're both called Ish. Ish Tzayid, Ish Tam. Yaakov Avinu is the face on the Merkava. Esav's Malach is Samael. They both represent the most extraordinary forces on the planet. Vayvater Yaakov levado, vayyavek ish imo. Esav's Malach is called Ish. Yosef is lost in the field. Veimtzeehu Ish. Vinetoe basade. Our angel is also called Ish. Ha'ishab, yeah? Coming back to Rav Chalam. Esav was scared of being the nations that would ultimately find themselves secondary to the holiness of Israel. And that's why the nations only have the seven Noahide laws, but that's... So Esav didn't want to be secondary to Yaakov. In the future, nations will say, we want to be secondary, but Esav didn't want to be. The nations only have the seven Noahide laws, but that isn't a lacking in their existence, because you know a Kohen has more mitzvot than a Yisrael, and Yisrael have more mitzvot than the nations, just like Am Yisrael is the Kohanim of the nations, so each one has their task. And that's what Esav had to be. And had Esav agreed to the division of roles, and then Esav would have a wholeness, because that's his job, so that's fine. A Israeli isn't saying, oh no, I'm not a Kohen, I'm not doing my job in this world. By the same token, Esav could have done his job in the world, but Esav twisted his path. And Esav, his main point was that he denied the holiness of Yaakov, the holiness of Am Yisrael. And Esav wanted to show you could connect to Hashem without Am Yisrael, without a holy nation. So that's why Esav's very big into Kibbutz Av. The Medrash says there was no one in the world who did Kibbutz Av as well as Esav. But where's his Kibbutzim? He's honoring his father. What about the mother? You see, Esav, what we called Kitzetz Bintiyot, Esav was prepared to separate Am Yisrael from Hashem. The Gemara says, Shema Beni Musar Avicha, that's Torah. Al titosh torat imecha, imecha, the Gemara says, is umatcha, is your nation Yisrael. Esav holds to Kibbutz Av, not Kibbutz Ein. Leave me with the idea of a holy nation. I can work with that system, but leave me with that idea that a nation connects to Hashem. But every mitzvah has two aspects, the general and the specific. When you do the mitzvah with all its details, then in a general way, the mitzvah accomplishes what it has to. Kibbutz Av also. If you do honoring your father and your mother, then the kibbutz as a whole accomplishes something. You do half a mitzvah, so you did that detail. But you didn't accomplish what the mitzvah at large is supposed to accomplish. So even though kibbutz avim are technically two different aspects, honor your father, honor your mother. But no, if you honor both, that's when you've accomplished the mitzvah as a whole. And if you take away from it, so you took away from both. You didn't honor your father if you didn't honor your mother. Honoring just your father isn't enough. When Am Yisrael wanted, and when Esav wanted to deny the uniqueness of Am Yisrael, he wanted to deny the holiness of the Imahot. And that's why Imahot, the matriarchs, are what represent the nation of Israel. The patriarchs, the Avot, represent the individuals of Am Yisrael. The Imahot represent the nation. And that's why Esav is honoring his father. I, the individual, can honor Hashem. He's doing kibbutz to his father. Exceptional kibbutz. He didn't really do the kibbutz on its whole level because he didn't honor his mother. But on the specific, he did kibbutz av, and that shone more than anyone else's kibbutz av. We said that before Adam's transgression, so then there wasn't two levels of mutar and reshut. Right? He said it was all either mitzvah, right? Chovah. Or chovah, yeah, that's what he said. Mm-hmm. It was just mitzvah and chovah, correct. But initially there was no distinction between the mitzvah and the hechsher mitzvah, the preparation for the mitzvah. They were both holy. Kibud av. What's the mitzvah? You give him to eat. You give him to drink. You slaughter for him. You cook for him. But the Gemara says, no. Slaughtering and cooking is hechsher mitzvah. That's the preparatory. The actual mitzvah is feeding him. Rashi says, you can't feed him without preparing the food. So they're a part of the essence of the mitzvah. Which one is it? Are they the essence of the mitzvah or the preparatory? Rashi says if you can't do it without it, so they're also part of the essence of the mitzvah. Tosfos says no. It's not the essence of the mitzvah. Two opinions how to read that Gemara. So Rashi says being that you can't do it without it, it is the essence. Tosfos says bottom line, you're not honoring your father by you slaughtering it. After you'll slaughter, you'll be able to feed it to him. Fine. After you cook it, you'll be able to feed them. Fine. That's when you're honoring him, when you feed him. The other stuff is preparatory. So, says Rav Chalav, well, they're both right. Because today, in our day and age, they're two separate things. But just as it was, it's still going to be that there's no distinction. The Hechsher and the Mitzvah themselves are one. Esav is working very hard on Kibbutz Av. So much so, he was able to do it like before the Chet, and the way it would be ultimately. So Yitzchak eats from him. When Yitzchak eats, Yitzchak senses a true kibbutz av. There's nothing greater than accepting something from someone who really, really, really wants to give it. So he senses the mitzvah not only in the food, but also in the tzayid. In the way Esav hunted, because we said, in the future, the Hechsher mitzvah will have the holiness like the mitzvah itself. He sensed that too. Remember, the hunting is just the Hechsher. According to Tosfos, you're not feeding your father just yet. But Esav was so into the mitzvah that even the hunting was on the level that it would be ultimately the Hechsher. And that's the idea, kitzayid b'fiv. That when Esav fed him, he felt even the hunting. He could feel the holiness even in that. And that's why he liked him. Because he saw that Esav on one mitzvah was able to bring the world back to where it should be. Esav did it so well. And that's why Yitzchak tells Esav, "Vaseli matamim kasher havti," make me the delicious food I love. Yitzchak tried to fix whatever had been wrong in the world, all the way back to Adam HaRishon. And Yitzchak wanted to undo the great flavor they had in the Eitz Hadas. Yitzchak was able to get there. Yitzchak was able to eat and sense the flavor of holiness in his food, not the flavor of the food. We said there are two levels of living here too. Living. But Rivka sensed in Yitzchak that Yitzchak was missing an internal component. Yitzchak was missing what the Imos bring. The concept of Knesset Yisrael. Esav. Rivka sensed that Esav was not willing to connect through Yaakov. Yaakov is Kulo Zera Emet. And so Rivka wanted Yitzchak's eyes open to understand what's going on. So she tells Yaakov, bring me two goats, so that Yaakov works hard also in the Hechsher Mitzvah. So that in Yaakov's Hechsher and in all his preparation, there would also be the flavor of the Mitzvah. And she made the delicious food. She's Yaakov's mother. Em Yisrael. So she was able to impart, he says, Hadrat Kodesh al Yisrael, whatever that means, the holiness of Klal Yisrael. And then Yitzchak would sense the difference between a Yaakov and an Esav. So when Yaakov takes the goats, he takes them in a manner that's tzedah. He did, like we just learned, when you corner an animal that's not used to your presence or being in your ownership, that's tzedah. So he comes in and he says, I've even done the tzedah to get your blessing. I've done everything here in the for the sake of the mitzvah. Esav could be proud. He's bringing the world back to its original state. Well, in that state, there wasn't a difference between your speech also. If everything could be connected to a mitzvah and be considered a mitzvah, well, the speech was also there. Everything was kodesh. In the time before the transgression of Adam, everything was a representation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. David HaMelech says, Lishoni te'egetzid kecha kol hayom tiratecha. Whatever I say is your praise, Hashem. Even when I speak Lishoni, whatever I'm talking, it's always your praise, Hashem. So Esav doesn't mention the Ribbono Shel Olam, because Esav treats it as though everything I'm doing is the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm doing and in that he could cause Yitzchak to err and think that Esav's on that level. That just like when Esav hunts and everything he does about Kibbud Av V'Em is all for the sake of the mitzvah, so then there is such a level where I don't have to separate from anything. I'm a person's doing everything the Shem Mitzvah. And everything he's saying is for the sake of the mitzvah. Yaakov doesn't work that way. Yaakov works step after step. Yaakov says, Katonti mikol ha-chasadim. Yaakov says, I'm not yet on the level. The hallmark of tzaddikim is that they realize, I still have to work. I'm not so quick to assume I've made it anywhere. And that's why Yaakov speaks. There's Ribbono Shel Olam, and I have my mundane life. Yaakov, whose mundane life never saw carry. Yaakov, whose mundane life, he actually reaches the level where there's a tremendous holiness in what he does. But he still says, I'm not there. And so he has to mention their bone drum. He doesn't say everything I say is holy. No. And that's why Rivka affects Yitzchak. And when Esav walks into the room, he gets very scared, says Rashi, he saw Gehenim come in the room with Esav. And he tells Yaakov, Gam Baruch Yiyeh, Yaakov should be blessed. He suddenly realizes Esav isn't who I thought he was. Why did this have to come about in a way that seems unstraight? Why, externally, it looks like deceit? They had to open Yitzchak's eyes. And they had to bring him down a little bit. You have to know that all transgressions stem from Chutz La'aretz. Eretz Yisrael doesn't have such a concept of chet. The Gemara says, you live in Eretz Yisrael, you have a God. Hashem is here. And so there's no room for a person to say, oh, I'm not doing what Hashem wants. Whatever you see that are transgressions in Eretz Yisrael, they're coming from Chutz La'aretz. Because you could leave Eretz Yisrael, because you could leave that connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's why in Eretz Yisrael a person has the ability to do chet. it also stems from Chutz Aretz. Yitzchak couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. Hashem tells him, Gu ba'aretz hazot, al tered mitzrayma. So, there wasn't this concept, let me do something different than the will of Hashem. I'm here, I'm not going anywhere. A Catholic marriage, right? If you know you're with the person forever, so you have to think things through a little different. If you always in the back of your mind say, there are other options, so then I'm not so concerned. I'm going to make her happy, to a point. Yitzchak doesn't have another option. Sight is one of our senses. When a person looks at others and sees a transgression, that means he connects to that transgression. Otherwise, he wouldn't see it. We see what we connect to. David HaMelech says, "Ha'aver einai me'ot shav." Make it that I can't see false things. Why doesn't he say remove false things from my eyes? He says remove my eyes from false things. David wants to reach that inner purity that he shouldn't be able to see that which is false because he is so true. There might be falsehoods out there. He doesn't want to see them. And that's Yitzchak. Yitzchak is all Eretz Yisrael. Can't leave Eretz Yisrael. So he doesn't see things that are false. He is completely true. That's what he sees. And when he looks at Esav, he sees all the good in Esav. He sees the good mitzvah of Kibbutz Av. He sees that Esav and everything he does, there's the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av. He doesn't see what's wrong with Esav. They had to bring him down so that he could sense the Gehenna that comes in when Esav walks into the room. And then he could sense how Yaakov's holiness is true. And that's why they had to deceive him. Because suddenly he sees, Ba'achicha b'mirma. Suddenly he sees, wait a second, there's mirma here. Oh, there's mirma. So now he could see other mirma also. Wow.
It's good.